Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
The award-winning cafe is open daily from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
Oh, yes. If you're a massive fan of Sex and the City, then gather the gals and listen up. HBO is on board for a revival of the popular series, which Sarah Jessica Parker has totally confirmed. She shared the news by her Instagram with a little video that got me so excited.
And just like that.
Oh my gosh. The 10-episode series Gunners is going to be called And Just Like That.
Right.
Right? It's going to stream on HBO Max, which means that you've got to pay for Foxtel to have access to it. Tick, done. But the plot thickens. So Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon and Kristen Davis will be returning for their roles as Carrie, Miranda and Charlotte.
Right.
But Kim Cattrall will not be returning to play the iconic Samantha Jones.
Why?
Because there's been a little bit of sour grapes there, Gunners. It's not really surprising considering the bad blood between Kim and Sarah Jessica Parker. Now, the initial feud started over money issues on Sex and the City back in 2004, right?
Right.
And then Kim refused to sign on for a Sex and the City 3 movie.
I remember that.
Yep. And the franchise seemed to be over. Then Kim became openly hostile to Sarah Jessica Parker on social media, stated that they'd never been friends, even though that Sarah said they were. So not sure what's gone on there. While fans are torn, I think like any real relationships, you have friends that fall away and life changes. So filming begins in September in New York, but no release date has been set. I'm ready.
Somebody's excited. Now, the Hoff is auctioning off a piece of history, the Knight Rider car.
What?
I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor, KITT for easy reference. A kit, if you prefer.
He's clearly looking to make room in his garage, auctioning off his customised Pontiac Firebird Trans Am that was used to portray his talking car kit in the 80s hit TV series. Now, there's still time to bid on kit, in fact, up until January 23, but be prepared to dig deep with the highest bid so far at nearly $900,000.
That's US too, right? So that's exactly. Over a million already.
Easily exceeding the auction company's expectations of just $300,000.
I think the Hoff's going to be happy with that haul.
Tickle.
And the trailer for The Equalizer is here. The TV series turned into a feature film stars Queen Latifah as Robin McCall, an ex-CIA agent, helping those in need. And it premieres just after the Super Bowl on CBS February 7th.
What's up with you, Mom? Out of nowhere, you quit your job last month. Want to talk about it?
It's complicated.
Whoever told you that life would be easy, I promise that person was lying to you.
This new side gig of yours is raising questions the CIA don't want asked.
I don't work for them anymore.
What are you? Some kind of ex-cop?
I'm the one you call. And you can't call 911.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.